My name is Sam Mihara. I was born in San Francisco in 1933, and I was 9 years old when Pearl Harbor took place, and the government decided to then remove anyone of Japanese ancestry from the West Coast and place them in camps. The one that our family went to was here at Heart Mountain in Wyoming. We weren't told much at all. What we saw was a printed sign in front of our homes, lamp posts or walls, the sign basically saying that all persons of Japanese ancestry will move. And they put us on trains, some 600, 700 people per train. And we got on these trains and rode for 3 days and nights, not knowing where we were going. We just stayed on the train until it finally wound up here in northern Wyoming. Our Heart Mountain guards met us, and we were placed on the backs of army trucks. And then the truck proceeded to take us through the main gate and into our designated barrack inside the Heart Mountain camp. Each barrack had six rooms. Four of us were inside one room. There was a pot-bellied stove fired by coal in one corner. There were army cots, and we went to a common toilet and washroom area in the middle of the block. So that was kind of difficult in the wintertime, having to go out in the terrible Wyoming winter. That winter, it got down to 28 degrees below zero, and the wind was howling at like 50 miles an hour. That was very, very difficult. And we were wearing California clothing. The government did not tell us where we were going. We had a mess hall, one per every half a block. Everybody in general had bad food at the start, potatoes and bread. Once in a while, we would have something like a mutton or lamb. So we grew our own vegetables. They created farms, and we had a chicken farm, and we had a pig farm, and so our diet got better within about a year. It took a year for the farms to get established. I was in grammar school, and it was quite difficult at the outset. There were complaints from the local people who were saying that new schools should not be built for the camp residents because the locals don't have new schools. Why should the camp residents have new schools? And so I wound up going into grammar schools in barracks. There was no furniture. We sat on the floor at the start. There were very few books. There were not enough certified teachers. And the parents insisted on certification because they wanted the kids to continue on to college. So the government hired several teachers, white teachers from around the country, and they lived in the camp. That was interesting. They had their own barracks, kind of a special set of barracks for people who lived and worked from the outside. No one escaped as such because we're in the middle of nowhere, and everybody in the area knew who we were by looking at us. And after some time, the camp allowed people, knowing that we were not going to run away, they had day passes. And I remember one day we had a day pass, and so my dad took my brother and I and my mother to Cody. Unfortunately, many businesses did not want us, and there were signs that said we would not be allowed in, and that was a very difficult part of living there, knowing the people did not want us there. The bottom line of all of this is it should not have happened. We were guaranteed our civil rights by the Constitution, and the system failed. It probably will not happen again to people of Japanese ancestry. But it could happen to others. And by way of example, right after the Cuban Missile Crisis, there were calls for people who were Cuban Americans living in Florida to be moved out and placed into camps. After 9/11 and the Richard Reed shoe bomber incident, there were calls for Muslims to be placed into camps. Muslim Americans, even as recently as early last year, there was a minister in North Carolina preaching to the congregation to take all of the gays and lesbians and place them in camps with electrified fences. The point is, the thought process exists that it could happen to anybody. And my point is, it should not happen to anyone. The Constitution should be adhered to, and the leaders of this country should not take our rights away.